Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Sounds like this is the very beginning. Even if it began in 25, 29 is sort of close to the beginning. Okay. But we said, S-A-A-D, it began with 25. Okay, I made a comment. First, we got to go back and decide where does it really begin, and then adjust everything accordingly.
Do we know any, some pattern that he followed for borrowing the things from the other sandarbhas to Krama Sandarbha? Because he says he mentions pattern. That this will be useful for Krama Sandarbha. Because if we know the pattern, then we can try to figure out the numbering system.
Pattern is. The Krama Sandarbha is one verse in sequence of the verses. So when he comes to a verse for which he said something very important in one of the six Sandarbhas, he quotes it. That's the pattern. He's going verse by verse, and when there's something he already said in the six Sandarbhas that should be repeated, he does. What other pattern can we find?
So he has written Krama Sandarbha after finishing the six Sandarbhas.
He did, but maybe he wrote this Sarvasambandhi after the Krama Sandarbha. Maybe. Because he mentions Krama Sandarbha here. Right?
But he says...
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, okay, maybe he didn't write it yet, but he had a plan to write it. I don't know. I think it's likely that the Sarvasambandhi was written after even the Krama Sandarbha.
Because what I thought was like whatever the numbering system he might have constructed would have been useful in taking the portion of commentaries to different verses in assorted places in the six sandarbhas and putting them in a more connecting way in Krama Sandarbha. So for this purpose, he might have made a kind of.
How would that work? If there's a number in the when such and such verse got quoted. In the Tattva Sandarbha, it then it's going to be used in the Krama Sandarbha. And what purpose will that number serve? How will it help us for cross reference?
He might find out where exactly to put in Krama Sandarbha, which place, which canto, which chapter.
No, but
just a guess.
I see. Meant to count the sequence of such statements. See, I take it to mean. Tatsvakya Sangati Ganana. We also have the word Sangati not translated. Okay. See, I didn't take it that he's putting the verse number down, but that he's counting the verses. How many verses he quotes? He gives them serial numbers. 1, 2, 3. Some editions show that. They have a count, they have the numbering of the anuchet, and they also have a separate numbering of the verses quoted. A running count of the verses quoted. I presume that's the number he's talking about. So that won't help you find anything in the Krama Sandarbha. And to know where to look in the Krama Sandarbha, you have to know the verse number. Krama Sandarbha is in the order of the verse numbers. So if he gives the verse number, okay, then it's useful for that. But if he's only giving a serial number, it doesn't help. I got to try to work this out. Yes. Suggestion.
Okay, it's a speculation.
Speculation.
He thinks that he knows that in the future I'll write to Krama Sandarbha. So these are his personal notes.
To himself.
To himself. That okay, after the statements of Bhagavatam I'm placing a number and later on I'll use this number in the Krama Sandarbha.
I think he was writing a note to himself. He would have crossed it out before publishing the book. If it's just, I don't think he would give us a note just to himself. It's to us. I presume he's writing it for us. Yeah. It's not like, don't forget to put the numbers in. You know, I don't think it's that. Yes.
I remember in the commentary to this verse, Etachim Swakalakum Sakyusnas to Bhagavan Swayam, Shurjev Goswami, he first do his own commentary and then he tells for those who want more, who wants to know more, they should refer to Shat Sandarbhas.
Yes, well, that's fine because Krama Sandarbha definitely was written after the six Sandarbhas. So he doesn't copy everything from the Sandarbhas. He picks and chooses. Sometimes he takes something from the Sandarbhas and sometimes he doesn't. It's not like everything that's in the six Sandarbhas shows up in the Krama Sandarbha. It doesn't. Just selected passages. So he's telling us there, I've given you this selected passage, but there's more, and you can go look in the original Sandarbha to see the rest of it. That's what he's saying.
But I don't remember, does he refer to some particular number in this section? Or he just generally tells that you should refer?
In the Krama Sandarbha, I don't think so. He doesn't give any numbers in the Krama Sandarbha that I've, he doesn't. Maybe there's some numbers in the manuscript that have been lost in the copying, but the copies we have of the Krama Sandarbha don't mention any numbers. What we do have is in the Sarvasamvadani for the Bhagavat Sandarbha, he refers to some of the Anuchedas by number. Back in the Bhagavat Sandarbha, when he gets to his Sarvasamvadani for the Bhagavat Sandarbha, he does call some of his Anuchedas by number. He doesn't call them Anuchedas, he just says Anka, number. He doesn't use the term Anuched. And also, the numbers don't match with any edition that I've seen. Every edition is slightly different, the numbering, and the numbers that Jiva Goswami himself used in a few cases don't match anybody's numbers. Not exactly, there are a few Anuchedas off, a few numbers off. Almost all of them. Which means we've lost the original numbering system. Because one edition will number the each verse in the Mangalacharana, and another person's printed edition doesn't start numbering until after the Mangalacharana. And some verses split up a few of the Anuchedas differently, so it gets complicated. And we just don't have original manuscript. Although the Vrindavan Research Institute claims to have some original handwriting of Rupa Sanatana and Jiva Goswami, they don't have an original manuscript of the Sandarbhas. They don't have one. Okay, anything else? Okay, we can stop for today. And then we'll open the next file tomorrow. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Tattva Sandarbha Ki Jai.